beautiful people. So, I had to re-record this one because when I did it originally, the other way for better audio, the edited files didn't want to process. So I didn't want to, just give you the unedited, audio files for this, because there was a lot of dead air, and I felt that was going to be distracting. So I am re-recording this with the old method. I am in a different location, so apologies if that makes it even worse. So yeah, let's get into this one, but I really didn't want to have to re-record. But it is what it is. So, this one will be Unit 731. My sources are atomicheritage.org and unit731.org. We are going to have some content warnings for later in this episode, and those include rape, vivisections without anesthesia, so basically torture, a little bit of body horror. I'm not going to go, like, terribly into detail. We're just gonna mention it and move on. But they are there. Right, so 1937, Harbin, China. The Japanese were occupying China at this time, and that's why they had this complex set up there. It was originally created for legitimate reasons, and participants did in fact give informed consent with signed waivers and everything. The government/military wanted to know how the body could withstand hunger, thirst, and diseases. But then World War II started getting worse. Now the participants are no longer willing volunteers, since the experiments were now geared towards surviving biological and chemical warfare. Now here's a fun fact. The 1925 Geneva Accords banned the use of biological and chemical weapons in warfare. So they're getting prepared for something that's not even supposed to happen. They used prisoners of war, Chinese, Russians, Mongolians, and Koreans. Now, this unit was led by Lieutenant General Shiro Ishii. Unfortunately, a lot of the records were destroyed at the end of the war, so we don't know everything that went on or who did it. The victims were referred to as Maturas, which translates to wooden logs, and this was to allow the scientists and anyone else involved to distance themselves from their victims. So we're going to take a quick break before we come back for all the horrible, horrible things. Which requires the content warning. So, catch you on the flip side. Right, so, now for the experiment. Luckily this one is very short, so we'll get through this real fast. People were infected with anthrax, plague, and syphilis. Rats were used for the plague. So they had infected rats who were released onto victims to infect them. I don't know how they facilitated this. I have some ideas. We're not going to get into it. If you want, you can email me and I will tell you my ideas on how they did this. Also, there were plague flea bombs, which sounds weirdly interesting because I think they just had like little bombs and they put fleas with plague in them and then like threw them at the people. I don't know. It's all bad. Either way, it's all bad. And then some of the men who were infected with syphilis were forced to rape women and impregnate them. The women would then get syphilis, as would the fetus, and experiments were then conducted on them to see how both mother and fetus were affected. This included vivisection, which is like dissection, but on a living organism, a living subject. There we go. And this is what was done without anesthesia. So it would be like a C-section, but you're not drugged up. Also, victims were locked inside pressure chambers to see how much they could handle, quote, before their eyes popped out. Others were left outside during the winter so doctors could experiment frostbite treatments. More had to deal with being poisoned so the scientists could develop a more potent poison gas. And there's also something about tetanus vaccine overdoses. Records were found with tables showing the length of time it took the victims to die, and it charted their muscle spasms. Now, we do have a quote from a medical assistant who worked there, and they gave this quote to the New York Times in 1995. And he says, "The fellow knew that it was over for him, and so he didn't struggle when they led him into the room and tied him down. But when I picked up the scalpel, that's when he began screaming. I cut him open from the chest to the stomach, and he screamed terribly, and his face was all twisted in agony. He made this unimaginable sound. He was screaming so horribly, but then he finally stopped. This was all in a day's work for the surgeons, but it really left an impression on me because it was my first time." Oh, that's rough, guys. This one's really rough. And now you understand why I really didn't want to re-record this. But it needs to be known. People need to know about this stuff. About 3,000 people died at Unit 7031, at Unit 731, before it got shut down in 1945, and there were no survivors. Unfortunately, none of these scientists have ever been tried, and the Japanese government denied any of it for a long time. Additionally, the US decided pressing charges would, quote, "get in the way of the Americans receiving the medical information that had been documented from these experiments." And to that I say, bullshit. There was nothing good came out of this at all. Whew. All right. We are ending this now. You can find my Twitter handle and my Gmail address in the podcast about blurb thingy. And I will catch you later. I'm Ren Shepherd, and this is why we can't have nice things.